As you know, this operation has been led by the humanitarian coordinator of the UN here in Syria with cooperation and collaboration with the Syrian Arab Red Crescent. And the objective was, is, and remains to bring humanitarian assistance to the civilians who are in all the Homs city, and also allow also for those who would like to be evacuated from the old city of Homs. The situation, as we see it on the ground, is that a lot of the children who came out looked terrified, frail, and emaciated. In general, there are issues of malnutrition and also of need of vaccination for children. There is also need of protection, and we've been present in Homs through our colleagues in the UN in general and UNICEF in particular to participate in this humanitarian operation. We estimated that before the operation began, UNICEF estimated that there were more than 1,000 children trapped in all the Homs, and we estimate now about 500 children have now come out of the city. That means that there is still half of that 1,000 still remaining in the old Homs city. And of course, the best way is for us to have ready access to these children and the civilian in old Homs city to provide them of humanitarian assistance, as well as to allow those who wish to go out of the city to be evacuated safely and to have access to essential services in other parts of Homs or in Syria.
There are news about children detained by the Syrian government for interrogation. Please explain.
What we have witnessed ourselves in Homs through our colleagues who are present on the ground is that the presence of the UN and the Syrian Arab Red Crescent in the field has been in itself another modality of protection over there. We have been particularly looking and paying attention to children between 15 and 18 years old. And for those, we have observed about 30 that have come out, and we've paid particular attention, and we've assisted them in Homs, and we keep monitoring their situation in Homs, in the shelters where they have been allocated.